I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There is yet another week of deer hunting ahead, and it's one of the more important seasons from the DNR's management perspective. I'll tell you more about the regular antlerless deer season coming up next.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
After 2 weeks of buck hunting, much of it in counties where harvesting does was allowed on private land, chances are that most hunters in West Virginia now have at least some meat in the freezer. But next week marks the traditional antlerless hunting season in the state. And for biologists like Ray Knotts at DNR, it's a time he hopes hunters will still have a desire to participate.
The method we use to regulate deer numbers on our county management units is by selectively harvesting antlerless deer. We do that by either closing the season or having a very limited season or a moderate season in terms of bag limit or a high bag limit. And some counties have as a bag limit of as many as four antlerless deer. It's very, very important that adequate numbers of antlerless deer be harvested, because otherwise the deer will get out of balance with their habitat. They will become smaller and less healthy and more prone to diseases and parasites and, of course, winter die-off if we'd have a bad winter.
In some counties, antlerless hunting over the past couple of weeks has been limited to private land only. That's because there's less hunting pressure on those lands during the regular antlerless season. But next week, the season opens on the public hunting areas as well.
Everyone can hunt on public land. They don't have to seek permission from a private landowner. And people know they can just go there and hunt. And because of that, if we have very liberal seasons on those areas, antlerless seasons on those areas, what often happens is that we kill more antlerless deer than we wish to have killed.
Now, we live in a grand time when the deer population is high all over the state. For some, there is a fear of killing does still, a fear that will adversely impact next year's buck numbers. Knott says, on the whole, in West Virginia, the average hunter seems to be okay with killing a doe so long as there have been legitimate opportunities for a buck of some kind.
The average hunter wants to be able to bag a legal buck. That fulfills his expectations.
Remember, you need a Class N antlerless hunting stamp for each doe you plan to kill. You can buy those anytime, and the stamps are also good in all counties where an antlerless hunting season is open. The season runs all next week. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.